immigrants can be portrayed as criminals in the public sphere. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Salas Wright, assistant professor of social work at the University of Texas, explains how his research undercuts that widespread mischaracterization.
Over the last few months, we've often seen the portrayal of immigrants as criminals prone to drug use, violence, and other problem behaviors. And yet our research, and that of scholars across the United States, suggests that these depictions have little basis in reality. Indeed, a large and growing body of evidence suggests that despite experiencing adversity on multiple fronts, immigrants are substantially less likely than those born in the U.S. to be involved in an array of criminal and antisocial behaviors. During the past few years, we've used data from multiple nationally representative surveys to systematically examine the behavior of immigrants and non-immigrants in the U.S. We've looked at behaviors such as shoplifting, forgery, drug selling, fight starting, weapon carrying, problem gambling, and substance abuse. Again and again, we see lower rates of problem behavior among immigrants. The pattern holds with immigrants from Latin America, Asia, Africa, and Europe. We even see that the children of immigrants tend to be less likely to be involved in most bad behaviors. Why are immigrants less prone to problem behavior? More research is needed to answer that important question, but a number of possibilities exist. One simple explanation is that immigrants have a lot to lose, including deportation. Another explanation is that immigrants tend to self-select, such that they may be more motivated and less inclined to do things that might interfere with their economic and educational advancement. Are some immigrants involved in crime and other problem behaviors? Absolutely. But of all the bad things a person can do, in general, the least likely to do them are immigrants.
That was Christopher Salas Wright of the University of Texas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.